Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. I am so honored to have this opportunity to connect with you this evening. My name is Professor Jamila Franklin, and I am the host and creator of the show Higher Consciousness. Currently, I teach psychology at colleges. I have a private counseling practice, and I am a certified Reiki master, energy medicine practitioner, certified metaphysician, author, holistic life coach, certified aromatherapist, and radio talk show host in the greater Atlanta, Georgia area, more specifically Stone Mountain, Georgia. And for the new listeners, the reason for my developing the show is that I wanted to have a forum for discussions about metaphysics, spirituality, holistic psychotherapy, holistic health, holistic nutrition, divine relationships. I also wanted to talk about the law of attraction, divine prosperity, universal laws, and political and cultural topics as well. Higher Consciousness is a two-hour show that will allow listeners to delve into topics at a higher vibrational level. The only ground rule is that everyone gives respect when expressing opinions. This rule automatically raises your vibration so that you can receive respect as well. So, without further delay, I'm going to introduce tonight's topic, and I will bring on our guest in about 15 minutes. Tonight's topic is Amanda, Gifted Intuitive. And our guest is Amanda Lewis, a gifted psychic medium. And if you want to join us for our discussion this evening, you can dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And for those who want to use the internet, type in http://tobtr.com/s/55407-443. Again, for those listening by phone, if you want to listen via your internet or your computer, you can just type in http://tobtr.com/s/55407-443. And internet users, you will still have to call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1 to join the discussion. And I will have you talk one caller at a time. Again, this is Higher Consciousness, and I'm Professor Jamila Franklin. And my purpose is to connect with you on a heart-to-heart and soul-to-soul level. This is not a show for intellectual debates. Instead, this show is dedicated to those who truly want to learn and to grow spiritually and to heal. 2 weeks ago, we discussed healthy women, healthy living. And our guests 2 weeks ago were Ms. Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and yours truly, Professor Jamila Franklin. And for that show, we had 4 live listens and 9 callers. However, since that show 2 weeks ago, we've had close to 500 downloads for that specific show, which means approximately 500 people have downloaded and are continuing to download that program. And as always, I am so very thankful to each and every one of you. And since October 22nd, 2012, when I first aired my show, we have had 39,799 listens. Again, since October 22nd, 2012, we have had 39,799 listens, and this is only in 11 and a half months. So also remember, if you can't join us live, you can always tune in to our archive show, and you will be able to hear or listen to all the shows from the previous air dates, and feel free to share that information with friends and family members as well. Again, 2 weeks ago, our topic was Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. And our speakers for that show were Ms. Zoe Fuji, who is originally from Japan, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and yours truly, Professor Jamila Franklin. And the purpose for that show, it was to introduce the listening audience to our teleseminar series entitled Healthy Women, Healthy Living, Creating Community, One Woman at a Time. And the three of us decided to get together, Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and myself, because there was a void in terms of promoting health care to women. And we wanted to have a multiracial, multidisciplinary team because we had not seen that on the Internet. So we decided to get together and set up a series of teleseminar programs. So on October the 2nd, we had our first one, which was a pre-conference, to give everyone an overview about what was to be expected. And then on October 9th, which was last Wednesday, Zoe Fuji talked about 28 days to restorative health, and she explained to the women in, who participated in the teleseminar series the different ways in which you can improve your health and have the lifestyle and the health that you desire, because achieving optimal weight does not have to deal only with the food and nutrition. A lot of people think that, you know, if they just change their diet, then their lives will change dramatically. And that is not the way that it goes. You have to change your mind and your energetic level. So it's an inside-out job, not an outside-in. Most people just focus on the exterior as opposed to focusing on the interior, the inside, and then realizing that things will change once they focus on the inside. So the purpose of that group is empowering women who are seeking ways to improve their lives using holistic approaches to achieve health and wellness is our goal. And we, Zoe Fuji, Dr. Imani Ma'at, and myself, Professor Jamila Franklin, are committed to providing services that allow women to realize and actualize their full potential. And we're providing on the teleseminar series expert advice about ways to noticeably improve women's health and to learn about the gaining control over their lives. And for those of you in the listening audience who want to join us for our free teleseminar series, Healthy Women, Healthy Living, you can go to Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/healthywomen, W-O-M-E-N, Healthy Living, and you will see our Facebook page. Our next seminar is going to be October 16th, which is this Wednesday, and Dr. Imani Ma'at is going to be the presenter. And Dr. Ma'at is going to talk to women to tell them how to use their creativity to bring joy in their lives and to get the outcomes that they desire and need. A lot of times we have a lot of things within us that we suppress and don't allow to come to the forefront. So Dr. Ma'at is going to show women how to focus on that and bring those things to the forefront so that they can manifest and create the lives that they want. And for people who want to join us for the teleseminar series on this Wednesday and the following Wednesday, the 23rd is when I am making my presentation, the dial-in number for the teleseminar series is 206-402-0100, and the PIN code is 032865. And pound, I think, goes after that. Again, the number for the teleseminar series for this Wednesday with Dr. Imani Ma'at is 206-402-0100, and the PIN code is 032865. And please join us because Dr. Ma'at is a health scientist with a 22-year track record with the CDC, and she's also the president and founder of Healthy Haiku Productions, and she's an expert in issues dealing with health issues generally, and specifically with HIV/AIDS, and showing women how to change their mindsets so they can best benefit from Zoe's programs. So that 1-2 combination would be excellent. Again, this Wednesday, we have a free teleseminar series from Healthy Women, Healthy Living, and the presenter on Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. It's from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time will be Dr. Imani Ma'at. Her telephone number is 206-402-0100. And the PIN code number is 032865. And on Wednesday, October the 23rd, I will be presenting my series. And so I will give you more information about that on next Monday's show. And please, I encourage you to invite all the women that you know to join us for these teleseminar series, because we're giving you information that people would pay hundreds of dollars to receive if they were seeing us privately, and we're giving it to you free. So we definitely want you to tune in and join us and ask your questions. We're asking you to hold your questions until the end of the presentation, and we will answer all your questions. So on Wednesday, as I said, Dr. Imani Ma'at is making her presentation to you, and she is an incredible person, scientist, researcher, author, playwright, mother, grandmother, and she's just a very, very knowledgeable, kind, and compassionate spirit. So we would invite you and encourage you to join us for the teleseminar series on Wednesdays, 7:30 to 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, and the number again is 206-402-0100. And the PIN number is 032865. Now, having talked about that, as most of you know, I am so excited about helping people of all ages promote their businesses and expose my listening audience to different concepts or concepts they may already know about, and just give them more information about the concepts. That's my passion in life. I really enjoy exposing people to different things and having them expand their knowledge base. So I've had guests on my show who've talked about topics that I've not been well-versed in, and I've learned a lot as well. So this evening what we're going to do is we're going to have a young woman who is, I think she's a native of Atlanta, who is just an extraordinary person, and I met her about a few weeks ago at an event, and she had been, I had heard about her through a dear friend of mine, Damaris, who is a gifted reader and just a wonderful person, and who has been on my show twice and is going to be on my show in the future. And she had mentioned Amanda to me, and she has spoken very highly about her and talked about the fact that she had these wonderful, phenomenal gifts and that she was able to assist people with her readings. And I said, oh, yeah, okay, well, you know, I'm interested in having people be exposed to different types of readers. I've had Akashic Record readers. I've had mediums who've talked to people on the other side, like Teresa Caputo. I haven't had her on my show, but mediums who have their gift. I've had people who have been channels for animals. I've had people who have been channels for ETs. I've had all kinds of people on my show. But I've never had anyone who does what this young woman does, what Amanda does. Amanda has a gift in talking to fairy beings. And there are people out there who don't believe that fairies exist. The little miniature beings that you see in Peter Pan, like you saw Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell was a fairy. And people think that they're mythical. And they think gnomes, G-N-O-M-E-S, are mythical. And they think leprechauns are mythical. And there are people who have seen them or who know that they exist. And Amanda is one such person who in her young life has had the opportunity to connect with these beings called fairies. And she's going to tonight give you the opportunity to call in to get a brief reading from her. And I had the opportunity to get one, and I was really impressed. Despite her not having been on the planet for a long, long time, she's in her 20s, she was very impressive. You know, her skills are very impressive. And what I admired even more than her skills was her heart. I could feel the love that she has for her craft and for humanity. And that, to me, speaks volumes, because there are people out there who have the gift, and but they're mean with it, or they're not kind. So in my or they're very abrasive. And so in my journey, what I like to do is meet people, and I have no judgment when I meet people. For the most part, I'm judgment-free, and a lot of people are like, wow, how can she do that? You know, I don't form judgments about people. I base my interactions, my future interactions with people, based on their interaction with me, but I do not enter conversations with people with prejudged ideas for the most part. Sometimes I do, but most of the times I don't. And in my meeting Amanda and talking with her, she was just a bubbly, effervescent, wonderful, wonderful, youthful, very kind, warm, beautiful energy inside and outside. And she had on all white, and it was just, everything was just emanating from her, and it was just nothing but love and compassion. And it was no agenda. It's kind of similar to what I experienced this past week when I went to see the Dalai Lama last Tuesday. That was just such an incredible experience that I'm going to talk about too. But Amanda reminds me of that kind of energy, non-judgmental, just open, just willing to serve and to help. And that's important, because sometimes when people have these gifts, because I can also do readings myself, but sometimes when people have the gifts, what they do is they tend to think that they are better than other people, and they tend to be a lot of condescending, and they're not kind. And they get to the point to where the gifts then start to leave them, because you are a vessel to help humanity, not to hurt humanity. And if we don't recognize that and remember that, then sometimes the gifts will leave. And I've seen people who've had the gifts and their gifts have left because they didn't recognize that it is a gift and it's to be shared with those around them to bring joy and compassion. And when I saw the Dalai Lama, I was so very thankful and blessed, because I set my intention. I saw his poster, and I said, I would like to see him. And I didn't know how it was going to happen. If it would happen, I just set my intention. And every time I would pass the billboard on an expressway here in Georgia, I'm just look at it and think, that would really be nice to see him. And I gave it no further energy. And I just said, okay, I don't think it would happen this time. But, you know, it would have been nice. So I had gone out to walk my dog, and I came back at around 11:30, a little later, and I checked my email. My spirit guides said, check your email. I checked my email, and a friend, whom I will call an angel, sent me an email to tell me that she had two free tickets that would cost $90, and she was giving them to me free. That night, the Dalai Lama was going to speak the following morning at 9:30. Now, had I not gone out to walk my dog, had I not come back late, had I not come back and checked my computer, had I gone to bed early, I would have missed it because I would have gotten up the following morning and she would have given the ticket to someone else. She sent the ticket information to me at 11:17 p.m. So I checked my computer by a quarter to 12 p.m., close to midnight. And I immediately told her yes, because if I had not accepted the tickets, then she probably would have contacted someone else. So needless to say, the following morning, I, along with a friend of mine, was sitting two rows from the floor. We had ideal tickets, looking at the Dalai Lama. All I did is I set my intention and released it, said, okay, if it is in the divine will, it will happen, and gave it no more energy. So I think that's what is important for me to remember and people in the listening audience, and I've found that to be true for my life time and time again. If I set my intention and do not force or try to overthink something, it always happens. So what and that's happened to me time and time again. When I go out and try to bring things to me through external effort without getting still inside, in my series next week, Peace Be Still Part 2, I'm going to show you how to do that. But without getting still inside first, it always becomes a struggle. And then I feel like I'm plugging or plowing through mud, and it feels very, very tiring and exhausting. And when I just set my intention and release it to the universe, to God, to Allah, to Jehovah, it always comes through in a divine way with minimal effort. My husband and I magnetized our house that way. I magnetized my current car that way. I've magnetized jobs that way. I do very little. But the things that have come to me from the higher vibration requires, I've done very little external things. I've just gotten still and quiet because that's where you create. You create from the stillness, but then, because God then speaks to you and then the spirit can move through you because you and God are one. But when we're out there constantly, quote-unquote, making things happen, the only thing we do is we're making ourselves tired. We're not making anything happen. So what I'm learning now is just to stay still, to be at peace, and to allow myself to get centered. And I said, like I said, next week I'm going to go more into it. And in a teleseminar series, I'm going to go more into it because I'm teaching people how to do that. And no. The gift of two free tickets that would have normally cost $90 each, and to be sitting two rows up from the main floor in front of the Dalai Lama, no one could have told me that that would have happened two or three years ago. But I set my intention, and spirit brought it because I had no resistance. So we have no resistance, like when Amanda talks to people tonight during the readings. A reading is this too. People would say, well, this person told me this and it did not happen. My question to people when they say that is, okay, you can set your intention, but you also have free will. So if Amanda gives you a reading about something that shows up in the cards, she's showing you the highest vibration of who you are. And if you choose to get in the way and say, well, I don't want to do it this way, or if you change, because you have free will to change your mind, then it won't happen according to the cards, according to the prophecy that you get from within, because we have free will. And a lot of times our ego will get in the way to stop us from having our best. Our fear will get in the way, and that's fear is false evidence appearing real. And it feels so real because you're looking at things, you know, okay, I don't like people who now, 800,000 people who have been placed on furlough by the Republicans. They feel like, okay, they can't pay their rent, they can't pay their mortgage, and and they're panicking. So when we do that, we give away our power to external things. And as Reverend Michael Beckwith says, and it's true, there's no recession in heaven. There's no furlough in heaven. Everything is still the same. The trees are still blossoming, you know, dropping leaves in Georgia. The earth is still reviving as it did before they put out the furlough. But because they did that, and they know exactly what they're doing, they set fear in people. And we believe in the fear because people would say, well, I don't have a check, Jamila. I hear all that metaphysical talk, but I don't have a check. So therefore, what they're doing is real and it's affecting me personally. And my response is, I am so understanding, and I know that, and every day I tell myself not to give in to that illusion called fear. Because when you believe it, it becomes your reality. But as they put people on furlough, they're people now, every day, there's a millionaire being made in this country. So obviously, if what they're doing is reality and truly real, there would be no millionaires being made. And there are people who are still doing very well despite the furloughs because they don't give their power away to things outside of themselves. So when you get the readings, the wonderful readings this evening from Amanda, feel free to call in to ask her questions, and I'm going to repeat the call-in number several times so you can call in. And the whole goal of the reading is for you to get more clarity. It's not an end-all or be-all. It's to give you some insight about what's going on with your life. So if you have any confusion, because the universe or God has been tapping on your door, trying to get in, and God has been receiving a busy signal because we're so caught up with distractions, the news, the furlough, the government, this, and that. We get caught up. So we're not at peace. And like I said, my series next week, my part two, Peace Be Still, I'm going to go over that. And please have people join us next week because I'm going to take calls about that too because I'm a holistic life coach and a psychotherapist and show people how to gain control over their lives because you have everything that you need. You come equipped. You come equipped with everything that you need. And what has happened to most of us is we've gotten caught up with the external environment and what we see on television or what we hear our friends say or our neighbors, and we believe the lie because it's so convincing. It is so convincing. When that job disappears, it feels so real. We feel like, okay, you know, that determines my fate. That determines whether or not I have food on the table. But just like that job appeared and disappeared, another job can appear, or you can create your own business. And I'm telling people that this is a wonderful time in history. Because people used to think if you had a federal job, a government job, that was permanent. Or if you worked for the post office, worked for the federal government. And you see now with this furlough, with 800,000 people laid off, and I just heard from someone yesterday when they had a glitch in the system and people could not use their food stamps card, you're now seeing that you cannot depend on the federal government. You cannot depend on your job. You cannot depend on anything outside of yourselves. And we've been taught to do just the opposite. We've been taught that, you know, the job is guaranteed and you're going to get a paycheck every 2 weeks or every week or every 3 weeks or every month. And you see that that's not the case. You can't depend on anything outside of yourself. The only thing that is definitely sure and true is that the presence of the universe or the God within or Allah or Jehovah. That is true, but because we cannot see that energy, then we don't trust it. We become fearful because we can't touch it, we can't see it, we can't taste it, we can't smell it. But that is more real than the things that you can touch, taste, feel, or smell. And so with the readings now this evening that Amanda is going to give you, she's going to go over some things, some areas in your life for you to take a look at those areas. And I'm so thankful that I have wonderful people to come on my show to offer their expertise to you, the listening audience, so you can get some information. And then after the show, after this reading, you can then call Amanda to get a more thorough reading. And she can tell you, once you call her, what her cost would be. So this evening, after this commercial break, I will bring on Amanda. And stay tuned.
This is Professor Jamila Franklin, CEO and President of Oyende Enterprises, a holistic wellness company. We provide dynamic certified Reiki and energy medicine classes and trainings, certified aromatherapy courses, metaphysics courses, life coaching sessions, and private holistic counseling sessions. For more information, call 770-808-8051 or go to our website at www.oyendeenterprises.com. That is spelled OYINDEENTERPRISES.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Greetings, welcome back. And for those of you who want to talk to Amanda, just be patient. I will see you. When you press 1, I will definitely plug you in. So just be patient with us, the people who have called in. And so I will definitely get to you. Okay, tonight's guest is Amanda Lewis, and she's clairaudient, which means that she hears from on the spiritual level. Clairvoyant, which means that she sees on the spiritual level. Clairsentient, which means she feels on a spiritual level. And clairsent, which means that she can smell fragrances from the other side. Amanda's divine purpose is to bring awareness and light to the enlightened world of fairies, while being obedient to her spiritual calling. God has empowered Amanda to have a heightened sense of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and clairsense through daily meditation and prayer. Her desire is to bring and share her amazing gifts with others so that they can experience the joyful miracles and infinite possibilities these earth angels, which are fairies, have to give. So join us now to receive your healing message and a free reading from Amanda. And if you want to join us and you're on the computer, the telephone number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And without further ado, I'm going to bring in Ms. Amanda. Greetings, Amanda. How are you?
Hello, Professor Franklin. How are you?
I am doing so well. Yeah, you have callers on the board. There are some people who called, and they're going to call again. One person wanted to talk with you, and the person is going to call back. What I want to do now, Amanda, is have you talk to people about the beautiful world of fairies, because a lot of people are not familiar with the fairies. They think, and I tell them, you know, they think about Tinkerbell and Peter Pan, and they say, oh, they're not real, and they don't give any more energy or thought to them. And they also don't know about Avatar, the movie Avatar. When people saw that movie, they felt like that energy wasn't real. So what I want to do is have you give people information about that. And again, listening audience, if you want to talk with Amanda to get a reading, call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, so tell us about the wonderful world of fairies. And tell us about Amanda, who you are, where you were born. I told people that you're in your 20s, and how you got exposed to all of this.
Okay. First, I just want to really, really send you so much love and gratitude. I really appreciate this platform that you're giving me. And thank you so much for the beautiful words that you've spoken of me. You almost brought tears to my eyes. It was just so sweet and so touching. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. All right, Amanda, talk more into the receiver so we can hear you clearly.
Okay.
Okay.
I have my headphones on. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, of course, my name is Amanda Lewis. I am 27 years old. I am born and raised in Atlanta, Georgia, one of the few original ones. I kind of always knew I was gifted, but I wasn't too sure until last year, September, when I first got my tarot card reading, and it came up in my card. And then I just, ever since then, I just developed my gift. I was going to intuitive development meetup group, and my teacher name was Jonathan Harris, and he saw like a pink aura above my head. And he told me I should work with fairies. And I was like, what in the world are you talking about? Fairies are not real. What are you talking about? Like, I gave him, like, this crazy look. And ever since then, like, I kept getting messages. My dreams were, like, so real. Like, I was flying. I just can't explain it. I've just been taking off ever since then. And then I went to a psychic fair and really didn't want to really see anybody. I kind of just went with my friend, and I glanced at the paperwork, and I instantly connected with this lady named Lisa Marie, and she specializes in angels and in fairies, and she basically confirmed everything for me. Same thing that my spiritual teacher Johnson said, and she was telling me that I need to get a flower. They was going to send me a flower, and then again, I still wasn't stuck in those fairies because I really didn't believe them. That it was real at first. And then I just happened to go to the grocery store. I looked up and I saw the flower that I needed to get. And I went home and I kept telling my friend how beautiful the flower was. And she wanted a picture, so I took a picture. And something just told me to go look at my pictures and see if I caught anything. And yes, I have pictures of tons of fairies in my flowers.
Wow.
Like, I have it. Yes. I have a ton of them. I saw like a fire one, and then there's one I have a prankster. I call him prankster because every time I take pictures, he's always in the picture. He always looking his tongue out. And then I have avatars. It's about four avatar ones that I have that's with me. But ever since then, I've just been working on my gift. That day I said, I believe, I am open to you, I believe. And ever since I stepped them into my world, my babies, my fairy babies, I call them my fairy babies, they accepted me into their world, and it's just been taking off ever since then. They just brought so much joy into my life, and I'm so pleased and happy that I can bring joy and healing to other people's lives, because as I do that, I'm also healing and bringing joy into my life.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So if anyone would like to talk to Amanda, as I said, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Now, I want to know how people would get a reading from you. Would they get a reading in terms of do you use cards? Do you look at them? So if someone were to call you on the phone, could you give them a reading without the person being in front of you?
Yes, I can do that. All I have to do is like kind of tap into my energy. I always pray with my cards first. But when I do telephone readings, I just basically just tap into their reading. Not their reading, but their energy. So say if I'm giving readings tonight, I will just ask for their name, and I will shuffle my cards, saying their names about 3 times, and I just pull a card, whatever I get is for them. So I just basically just tap into their energy, make our energy as one.
So you connect with the energy, and then you can read the energy. So if a person is sitting in front of you, do you see auras around people?
No, I don't. I don't see aura at all. I'm more feel than anything. That's me. I really don't see too much. It depends. Sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. I really don't see it much. But when the person is sitting in front of me, I just have them shuffle the cards and blow into them. And then they'll pick their own card. Or if I feel like I need to pick a card, then I pick the card. And, I mean, it's basically the same thing over the phone. But over the phone, when I do a more detailed message, I usually like to meditate and call forth my higher self. And whatever I need to get from that higher self, I just let them know, let them, give them the message that I have received.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. The phone is a little muffled for some reason. I'm not sure why. I can hear you, but it's not as clear.
Okay. Is there any way to... Can I put you on speakerphone?
Okay, let's see how that would be, as long as I don't get the feedback.
I have you on speakerphone now. Is that better?
I think that's better. Okay. So if you talk a little bit more, I can see. But so you shuffle the cards, and then people talk. You don't have them. Okay, I have a caller. Okay, caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. How are you? Hello? Hello, caller. How are you? Okay, the person hung up. Okay. So you shuffle the cards, and
yes.
Then what happens when you shuffle the cards? You shuffle the cards, and then you are able to read the
yes.
person?
Yes, I shuffle the cards. Yeah, I shuffle the cards, and as I'm shuffling my cards like I'm doing right now, I would focus my attention on the cards, and I would say their name about 3 times, and when I feel like I need to stop shuffling, then that's when I would stop, and I'll just pull a card, and I'll just read off the card from there.
Okay. Now, this is better. The reception is better now. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, it's better. So when you shuffle the cards, and then you lay out cards in front of you. Are they fairy cards
yes,
or are they regular
yes,
tarot cards?
They're fairy oracle cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're very beautiful. They're fairy oracle cards. They have a ton of fairies on here. And it's like they speak to me. It comes natural. They just speak to me. And whatever I get, I just make sure I tell the person. And I'm very honest. And sometimes I can be too honest, but I don't like to hold anything back because obviously they need to hear the message and what I'm getting it. But my readings are very honest, very in-depth, very detailed.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, they are. So when you, because you're clairaudient, which means you hear things. So when you're shuffling the cards and you're giving a personal reading, are you hearing from a, let me see if this person wants to talk. Okay, listeners, if you want to talk, you press 1 because I'll plug you in. So I don't want to have people talk if they're not interested, but when you press 1, it means that I'm plugging you in. Okay, thank you. Greetings. This is Higher Consciousness Professor Jamila Franklin. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So did you have your name?
My name is Keisha.
Okay, Keisha, do you have a question for Amanda?
Yes, I do, Amanda. Tell me about my love life.
Hi, Keisha. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Okay, I'm now shuffling the cards. Okay. It's funny because you already know that you really don't need to be worried about your love life. And the card that I pulled was get more exercise, which means you need to take a little bit more care of yourself. I feel like you are dieting, but you need to actually get more active. But dating right now, you really don't need to be worried about dating right now. Right now is the time for you to develop yourself and know exactly what you want and go for your desires and goals and reach high. And aim, and don't be afraid. But exercise is very, very important for you right now. You need to get your body moving.
That is awesome, because I did a whole walk today with a sweat belt on. Thank you very much.
Do you have any other questions?
Do you have anything general that you want to say, Amanda?
Let's see. Okay. It is time for you to start getting all your business ideas into place. Right now, Spirit really don't want you to, like, stag along. They really want you to start getting things together, which means you need to start getting your business cards together, setting up your website, setting up and writing out a business plan. Because I feel like once you do that, you will start getting a lot of money start coming in. I just see you with a bunch of money and stuff coming in and holding in, like rolling around the money for some reason. It's cute. But you really need to start becoming more focused and dedicated to your business right now. It's very important for you to start setting the attention and going for it. Don't just set it and just think everything's supposed to come to you right now is a good time for you to just go for it. So go for it. Get your business cards. Get your websites together. Because you got a lot of healing to do with within yourself, and I feel like you really have a lot of healing to do with females as well. And these females need you. So if you can, you know, get right out everything that you need right now is like the perfect time for you to start a business without any hesitation.
Thank you so much. That is perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
bye.
Keisha. So, bye-bye. Thank you for calling, and stay tuned.
Bye.
Stay on the show, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. If there are other callers who would like to talk with Amanda, please call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. So, Amanda, I was saying about your different gifts. Clairaudient means that you hear on the other side.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Hold on. There's a caller who wants to talk with you.
Okay.
Greetings. This is Professor Franklin. How are you?
Hi. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. There's a lot of feedback in the back.
Oh, yes, I had to go outside because I don't have any service in my house.
Oh, okay. Okay, no, that's better. That's better. Okay,
okay.
So your name?
My name is Samantha.
Okay, Samantha. So do you have a question for Amanda?
I would like a general reading. She gave me a reading before. I mean, she is awesome, so I would like to have another one. I just want to support her. She is a great and talented young lady.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you
so
for calling and letting people know how awesome she is. I concur. I believe the same thing. So, okay, Amanda, are you ready?
Yes. Okay. Spirit really speak of you becoming one with yourself. I feel like the old you has gone and the new you is here, very strong, very beautiful. Right now is a really good time for you to stay focused. Never give up and stop worrying so much. I feel like, here's another one, you need to let go of a lot of things, close a lot of doors. You need to actually close a lot of doors with a lot of relationships and let go. And Spirit really wants you to stop trying to have so much control over everything. You need to really relax. If you can just take a time for yourself, and if that means just sitting outside, just do that. You really need to have some time for yourself and just relax and stop trying to control everything and stop worrying so much, because when you worry, you actually put a block up. So angels and God can really help you like they want to if you keep worrying so much because you have a block.
Yeah.
And Spirit wants you to really, really stop settling for just anything. Spirit really wants you to reach for your goals, reach high, and have faith in everything because everything is working out in your favor.
That's so awesome.
You really need to start writing down your goals if you haven't already, but you really need to start aiming high. Just when you get something, or a job or whatever, just don't settle for anything. Okay. It's not good for you to set us. It's good for you to just aim high and go for what you really want. What you really want, and let go of a lot of worry.
Yeah, I know. I need to stop worrying, but it's so hard. But I need to.
We're doing my show next week. Come to my show next week, and I can show you how. Okay.
Oh yes, ma'am. I would love that.
So, do you have any more?
Thank you so much. She is awesome. No, that was about it. No, that was about it.
Thank you, Samantha.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Continue to listen. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Okay, listeners, when Amanda takes a little break, what she's doing, she's shuffling the cards. I have another reader for you too, Amanda, another client. She's shuffling the cards, so it takes less than a minute for her to do that. So that's what you may hear. She's shuffling the fairy cards to tune into your energy. Okay? Greetings, caller. This is Professor Franklin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Your name?
Rico.
Rico? Okay, Rico. Do you have a question for Amanda?
No, I just wanted to get a general reading.
Okay.
Okay.
And with Rico?
Yes.
Okay, Spirit really wants you to be more specific when you ask for things. You can't just ask for stuff like, say, if you want a car, you can't just say, oh, I want a car. You know, you need to be more specific of what kind of car that it is that you want. So when you pray for anything or when you ask God for anything, you need to be more specific. And you really need to express yourself a little bit more. I'm not sure how you dress or if you, like, present yourself well when you go out in public, but you really need to start letting your true self shine. I really feel like you hold back a lot, which is not good. I feel like you have a lot of personality, and you really do need to let that shine. Let's see. Are you in school? I feel like, are you in school?
Yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good move that you're back in school, or you decided to go back to school. Are you thinking about being like a counselor? Have you thought about being like a counselor? I really feel like you should be speaking. You should be talking to people.
Once upon a time.
You haven't thought about doing that again. I really feel like you should be really talking to young men. I really do. I really feel like you've been through a lot of things in your past, and from you going through the things in your past that made you a very, very strong young man, and a lot of men... And a lot of younger men have a lot to say to them. I really feel like you should kind of get back into that. If you can, like, volunteer and just go speak to different schools or shelters or YMCAs or Boys and Girls Club, I really think that would be good for you, because I really feel like a lot of people you will touch a lot of people with your words.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have any other questions?
No, that was great. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So stay tuned. Also stay tuned for next week's show. Like I said, I'm talking to people, too, about how to get to the places that Amanda's telling them what they need to do. I'm showing you how to do that. Okay, Rico, so stay tuned, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, Amanda, let me just announce the number again for those listeners who are on the computer. If you would like to talk with Amanda, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 1-800-273 and press 1. And Amanda can talk with you and share with you what the fairy cards are giving her about your life. So, clairaudient, every time I get to that, that's when someone calls in and wants to talk. So, clairaudient means that you're able to listen to spirits on the other side, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. And so when you... Go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
And when you hear them, how is it like someone is talking to me now, and like I'm talking to you now, or how does it present itself?
It's like I'm talking to myself, if that makes any sense, but it's very subtle, but very strong. It's like I'm having a conversation basically with myself. It don't sound like any other person. It's just basically me, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does, it does. And so people, so you're able to hear the voice tell you things about people, and then you're able to give them that information. Is it clear, like how I'm talking to you, or is it just like in your mind, and you can kind of hear it in your mind?
It's in my mind, but it's very, very, very clear. It's very clear. Like, I don't know. I should have asked him what he was going to school for, but then again, it's not none of my business. But he should really start counseling. So if you're still on the line, you should start counseling people, young men. Counseling, yeah. Because when he counseled men and young men, he's actually helping himself and healing himself along the process. So that was very, very big for him.
Okay, so he's healing himself as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Now, clairvoyance. Tell people what that means when you say that you're clairvoyant. Because most of the listening audience would know, but for those people who are tuning in for the first time and not familiar with these terms, can you tell them what that means?
I cannot hear you. What you say?
No, I was saying that in terms of clairvoyance, if you can share with the listening audience what that means.
You want me to break everything down?
Yeah, there are people who would know, but just for some people, they may not know. When you say clairvoyance, because I know it means that you can see on the other side, and you have a knowing.
Yes, it's more like for me, because everybody is different. That's all I want to stress out. Everybody is different. Everybody don't have the same exact gift, and everybody, if they do have the same exact gift, is very, very different. So for me, clairvoyance, I can see in my mind's eye. But, like, I can't really see spirits with my naked eye, if that makes any sense. Like, in my mind, I can see, like, exactly what's going on. Like, if they show me, like, a picture, it's like a movie playing in my mind.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's like
a little TV screen, a white TV screen. I just see, like, pictures, a ton of pictures. And it all, like, just comes together like a movie.
Okay.
And sentient, I can smell, like from my grandmother, I know when she's around because I can smell her fingers. And with my grandfather, he smoked, so I can, like, I know when he's around because I can smell, like, the cigarette smoke and stuff. So I usually smell, like, sometimes maybe alcohol, perfumes, cologne, cigarette smoke, lavender, roses. It's like a whole bunch of different stuff. But I am working more to see more clear too. That's my issue sometimes. I feel like sometimes I want to see more and get more information and see it more clear. And I know I'm getting it clear, but sometimes I feel like I'm not getting it clear, but I'm working on all that too. And meditation is very, very big for me. And I love to meditate outside.
Okay. So when you meditate, what is meditation like for you?
It is like a journey. Especially when I meditate outside. I feel more connected when I meditate outside. It just really brings me at peace. If I'm nervous about anything or if I'm anxious about anything, I just actually go outside and meditate. And sometimes they'll take me on a journey, and sometimes I just sit there and just hear the wind talk or the talk to me. And sometimes when I hear the wind talk to me, it just basically tell me just to breathe and relax and let it go. But I love to go outside and hear, like, the different birds sing and talk and hear the trees sway back and forth and hear the wind. But I love meditating. It really, like, calms me down a lot. Like, before I called in, I was meditating so I can, like, calm down. Because this is all new to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're doing very well. You're doing very well. So, yeah, you're doing very well. So, in terms of your gifts with your family members, are they, do they believe that you have the gifts? I know, like with Teresa Caputo, the Long Island medium, her father is afraid to death of her gift. He's just like, he's not, he doesn't want her around him. And, I mean, you know, when she does that, it just really spooks him out. So with you, how is it with your family?
My mother and my sister are very, very open to it because actually they have gifts. My mother is a medium and my sister is also a medium too, and she also works with angels. And my father, since his brother died and I gave him a message, he's more open to it, but then again, he don't want to hear it. But he's very, very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about it and stuff, he really don't want to hear it at all. Like, he don't want to talk about anything spiritual, but say if I have, like, an event or anything coming up, he will come out and support me. So it's like, for him, he don't want to hear it, see it, know anything about it, but he will come out and support me. But my mom is and my sister are, like, my biggest cheerleaders. Because
mm-hmm.
my mom can't believe in fairies, really, either, until I show her my picture. My pictures, which you can see on my website at www.thefairydivaqueen.com.
Repeat your website.
www.thefairyqueen.com. And there are pictures on my website with the fairies.
Okay. You have the same caller back again. I can see he wants to ask another question.
Okay.
Greetings again, Rico. How are you?
Good.
Okay, did you have another question?
No, actually, my name is Justin, and I was
calling
when she was because I wanted to use a full name and just to see how accurate she would because I never got a reading from Amanda, but she was on point and just lovely. So good job, Amanda.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, so your name is actually Justin, you're saying. You came as another name. Okay.
Uh-huh. I did something before I chose that name, and it connected just fine.
Okay.
Thank
so
you.
Do you have any questions?
Sure. There's this spiritual process I'm supposed to go through.
Yeah.
Around what time do you think I should go through that?
Okay.
Very fun.
I'm seeing March. As soon as you were speaking, I felt like March of next year.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Do you have another question?
No, because the counseling thing was good. That's what I was going to school for originally before I studied the arts. Psychology was very major for me in life, and it still is. Never stopped.
Okay.
And so everything's good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, so... Okay, for any other callers, if you want to call in, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And we will be back after this commercial break.
Are you stressed, tired, need to relax? Peace be still. a natural holistic aromatherapy blend is your answer. My name is Jacqueline Scott, and I have been a faithful user for years. For more information and to purchase Peace Be Still, a wonderful blend for the entire family, go to Amazon.com or call 770-808-8051 today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. This is Professor Jamila Franklin. Thank you for joining us. And this is Higher Consciousness. Our guest tonight is Amanda, a gifted intuitive. And Amanda is giving wonderful readings using the fairies. The fairies are her teachers and her guides. And she told us earlier how she became aware of her gift in communicating with the fairies, and that she also saw the fairies in some of the pictures that she was instructed to take. They just appeared. They showed up. So if any of you would like to have a reading, she does fairy card readings, and she does other readings as well, please call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, Amanda, I just want to just get some information, general information for people who are so stressed out. And for those of you who are stressed out, please join our show next week. And I'm going to do part 2 of Peace, Be Still, and show people how to reclaim their lives and step out of this illusion of fear. But there are a lot of people who are concerned now about the economy and the government. And can you do just a general reading for what's going on now in terms of the cards to let people know
yes.
What's going on?
Yes. Just give me just a second.
Mm-hmm. And for those people out there who are interested, like I said, feel free to call in to talk to Amanda. The number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, that number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay? Are you ready?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I really, really, really feel like people need to really stop worrying about too much what's going on in the government. And I know that it's so hard to do, but I really feel like they just really need to stay positive, think more positive, attract more positive things in your areas of your life. And also, a good idea to do is Google some positive affirmations and look at which one resonate with you and just say it every day. But really, I really feel like people just need to think more positive and stop worrying so much about what's going on with the government. And that is exactly what I'm getting. I'm sorry, but that is exactly what I'm getting. I really feel like they need to stop worrying so much. When you worry so much and feed into the fear about not having anything or fear that the whole government is going to just collapse, I feel like you're just making everything just worse. Mm-hmm. So staying positive and thinking more positive will really help out a lot. And really pray about it. Whatever you're going through, just pray and let it go and don't worry about it anymore. But it's really time to stop worrying so much and stop trying to have so much control over everything and just think more positive.
Mm-hmm.
And attract what you really want into your life instead of thinking about worrying, not having much, or if I'm going to lose this or if I'm going to lose that. Just think more positive.
Mm-hmm.
Uplift your thoughts and energy.
Well, I like that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Uplift the thoughts and the energy that will flow.
Yes.
Will follow that state of enlightenment and the state of positive thinking. So with people.
Can I go ahead. Can I also say, you know, it is very, very easy to communicate with the fairy world. One, all you have to do is believe, and two,
All you have to do is believe. It's very that simple. But the fairies real, see, prove you basically really have to prove yourself to the fairies. So if you outside and you seem like a piece of trash, knowing that you need to pick it up, please pick it up. But if you want to, like, communicate with fairies, and all you have to do is just basically go outside and just speak to them, talk to them, and let all the judgment go away, because some people feel like fairies just fly around and stuff like that, which some fly, but some just walk around just like us. Some actually look just like us, and some look like little donkeys, and some look like avatars. But it's really important for people to know that you really need to start taking care of your environment and your community. If you can volunteer, if you can, like, cleaning up your community by volunteering at an animal shelter, volunteering with kids, doing, like, arts and crafts, reading at the libraries, I really feel like that's very, very important. But I just want to get that out there.
No, I think that's really important, because the fairies are more connected to the earth plane, right? Mother Earth. And they are.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fairies are here to help with the environment, animals, and children. You know, they bring a lot of joy to children and animals. So they walk very closely to us. And it's not, I mean, it's good to want to communicate with fairies, but don't be disrespectful, because fairies, they're not all like Tinkerbell. You have some fairies that will get mad at you and will catch attitudes with you, will, like, hide your little keys or whatever. You, like, be missing some things. So it's also very important to have respect when you're dealing with fairies, because everybody can't work with fairies, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm very thankful that they picked me, but everybody can't work with fairies. So it's very important to, you know, have respect and belief, because fairies are real.
Mm. So, in your experience, because I know angels are real, because I see them, you know, myself, I see angels. But in your experience, when you see fairies, they can appear like in flesh and blood, like, you know, like, not like,
yes.
Not like cartoonish
yes.
figures, but like seeing something that looks like you. They look very real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like my friend swears up and down, I am a reincarnated fairy. And I do believe I am. I went through a meditation, and basically they just brought me on this journey and showed me everything, and I decided to come back as a human. So, yes, fairies can be reincarnated as humans. I actually found us. As I've opened myself up to the world, sometimes when I interact with people, they do have a ton of fairies with them, and actually some that I've met actually look like fairies, you know.
Mm.
But it's interesting, because when I see fairies, I see them with my mind eye, and sometimes when I see them with my naked eye, they're like little tiny balls of light, sometimes pink, sometimes purple or white or blue. They're very, very colorful, and sometimes when I go into my meditation, I see like big verses of, like, glitter. And I know when they're around, because I get, like, really, really giggly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, really, really giggly. But it's amazing. They really, like, changed me a lot. They brought so much joy into my life. I've done things now that I never imagined that I would be doing, like recycling. I never recycled before until I started working with fairies. You know, I never just picked up a piece of paper off the floor, because sometimes paper, you don't know where that paper been. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't worry about it. I just pick it up, because I know when I take care of my community and I open myself up to love, I'm also receiving love. And it's also, you know, very good to take care of Mother Earth. You have to take care of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm. It's very, 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 very true. So when you see fairies, you basically see them with your mind's eye as opposed to your human eye. Is that correct?
Yes. Sometimes it's both. It depends. Sometimes it's both. Sometimes they'll show me themselves. But if I see them with my human eye, it's more as a little tiny orb, a colorful orb.
Mm-hmm.
And they just bounce up and down, bounce up and down, bounce up and down. But when I see them with my mind's eye, I just see exactly who they are. You know,
okay.
Sometimes they'll fly, sometimes they just walk just like us.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You have a caller. Okay.
Okay.
Greetings.
Hi,
Professor
I'm calling from California. My name is Anitris, and I just wanted to ask a few questions regarding my career and
okay.
where you see my career, my nursing career going.
Okay, could you turn the background noise down for me?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Can you hear me now? Is that
yes, good? Thank you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Did she hear my question? Yes.
Yes,
you,
she's shuffling
your
her
name
car.
Is Anitra, right?
Okay.
She was
you
asking
your name
your
was
question
an...
again. Your name
Anitra
again.
Anitra Huey.
Okay. Are you just now getting to the nursing field, or you been there
yes.
for a
okay. Yes, I'm a new nurse.
I'm really feeling like everything for you concerning your career will actually start picking up this winter.
This winter?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like are you still in school? Like, are you working and in school, or are you just straight?
I finished school in 2011 of July, and I just started working this April
okay.
of 2013 of this year.
Okay.
But I'm kind of like at a place where I really don't want to be. And it's far from my home. It's a commute for me, and it's just I just wanted to see if you've seen anything. So in the winter, huh?
Yeah, I really feel like wintertime is really, really your month, your season. I'm sorry. I really feel like you will be finding something closer to your house. I'm feeling like it's about 10 minutes away.
Really?
Minutes away, but yeah, but you need to like stop worrying about it.
Okay,
But you on the right track. But really, winter is really a season. I really feel like everything will start picking up for you for winter time. And I just pulled another card. Basically, you just need to really relax.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You really do. You need to relax. If you can just take time for yourself on one weekend or. And just go get a pedicure or go painting. Go do something that would just relax you. I really feel like you need to do that because wintertime is really your season. I'm feeling good about winter. So don't worry too much about it, please.
Okay. I'm going to try not to. Okay, can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
Okay, I want to move soon. Do you see that happening in my future?
No. You have a lot of work to do. No,
okay.
I'm not feeling it.
Okay.
Not right now. I'm feeling maybe about 5 to 10 years, but right now your main goal and life purpose is to really heal people.
Okay.
That is one of your life purposes, to heal people, really. So I feel like you worry too much. You really need to relax. Like, I feel like on edge, you really, really need to relax and let God just take the wheel. Give all your worries to God, because wintertime, everything will start picking up for you. But moving, I'm not feeling you moving no time soon. You have a lot of work to do.
Okay.
When you say work, Amanda, you mean what kind of work? Internal work or spiritual work? What kind of work? Do you see that?
Like helping people. Her, like, she's so gifted. I feel like her hands are like anointed. Like, she is very, very gifted as a nurse, and God has really blessed her to be a nurse, and I really feel like she has work to do with them and also work to do with herself. But right now is really not the time to be worried about moving or the other job. It's just really time to let go a lot of things.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much.
You have any other questions?
No, those are my two like concerns. Those are what I'm like worried about right now. Is the employment part and the moving part.
Mhm.
Yeah. And she's dead
Thank
on
you.
About the worrying.
Like, I
she's
feel
dead
like,
on about that
like,
because I don't really sleep well. Like, I'm up, like, late at night, like 1-2 in the morning. And I'm like, God, why don't I sleep? Why don't I sleep? And my friend's like, are you worried about something? But I don't feel like I am. But, you know, my body and, you know, how I'm reacting to things, you know,
is
just saying something different. So, right.
Lavender is very big for you. If you can get some lavender, that would be good because you need to be calm. You need, it's like you all over the place. I'm feeling gone.
Yes, I get high strung. I'm real high strung sometimes. I'm all over the place. You're right.
It's, I mean, like, narrow it down. I mean, yes, you have a career, but you want to move somewhere else, put that attention out. Filling out applications.
Okay.
But right now, you just need to let it go and let God work.
Okay.
Yes.
And then also join us next week, too, on my show, Peace Be Still, part two of the series. I'm going to tell you how to put Amanda's program into practice. And I also go to my website. I have a product that's excellent for stress, too, called Peace Be Still.
Yes.
And it would just knock out the stress immediately. Yeah.
Okay.
So join us next week so we can, you know, give you some practical steps to have these goals actualized.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks for the information.
Thank you. You're
Bye.
Very welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, everyone, the number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. If you have any questions or if you want to talk with Amanda, feel free to give us a call. We are open and willing to have you ask any question that your heart desires to have the answers to. And as you can see, Amanda is very, very compassionate, and very caring, and very, very knowledgeable. So, Amanda, do you do readings for, I know you said that your father's a little hesitant, and your mom understands fairies, but do you do readings for family members? Because I know family sometimes is, it can be very, very hesitant.
Not really, to be honest with you. I tried to get my daddy a reading yesterday. He was not having it. but I've read my brother a couple of times, but I never used my cards. I just went off from what Spirit was telling me. But I gave my brother a reading, and I always give my sister readings. And my mother, we always give each other readings. But other family members, no, I haven't really gave anybody a reading before, a family member or a reading.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, yes, family, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's like weird because when people think of fairies, they think, oh, la, 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 you know, Tinkerbell, and they think my readings are, like, bogus, but it's not. My readings are very in-depth and very detailed, and, you know, people don't think about that when you think of fairy readings because you really don't not see or hear about fairy readings. Actually, I only know one other person besides me that do fairy readings. And I'm very thankful that you have this platform. Thank you very much. You're very welcome.
You're very welcome because people are not familiar with fairies. I was not familiar with fairies prior to my meeting you. People know about angels. So can you share with us the difference between angels and fairies?
Yes. Fairies are more earthbound, and angels are more like on this very, very high divinity that are more closer to God. And fairies are more like us, basically. You know, a long time ago, people actually did see fairies. Fairies did actually walk with humans a very, very long time ago. And then, you know, somebody got mad and put out the iron on the fairies, and fairies don't like iron. So ever since then, they lost a lot of trust and respect for humans. That's why people can't really see fairies now. But you can communicate with fairies just as much as you can communicate with angels. They're both here to help everyone that asks. But angels, you have to ask and tell them that it's okay to intervene. Fairies, all you have to do is ask, and they just right there. They really don't need permission. Angels, you have to kind of give them permission. Fairies, you don't.
That's very true. Okay, so fairies, you don't. You just tell them that you want them. Fairies,
yes.
You say, I want to see you.
Yes, mm-hmm. But you have to, like, the big thing with them, like, even with angels, you have to have love in your heart. You have to have respect, and you also have to believe,
mm-hmm.
You know, because anybody can see fairies, but it's all about what type of respect you have and how much you believe. That's mm-hmm. why kids can actually see them a lot. My nieces are 5 and 1, and they see fairies. My youngest one actually really sees them a lot. She loves to come in my room. When she mm-hmm. when she cries or she's very irritated, she actually comes in my room, and it really calms her down a lot because, you know, I have all that fairy energy around. But
mm-hmm.
that's the only difference is, mm-hmm. you know.
And do they, like, because I see angels a lot. I have a close connection with some angels. But do the fairies give you messages about your life, or what is their role basically?
Their role for me or for everybody?
For anyone. What is the role of fairies in our life? I'm sorry.
The role for fairies is really to bring joy. They are basically joy beings. They love fun. They love partying. They love to bring joy, make you laugh, make you happy. That is the purpose of fairies.
We should have more fairies around. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. That's why, you know, fairies are around. If you believe in them or not, they are always around helping and bringing joy in many lives as they can. But they are really joy beings. They actually bring a lot of joy, happiness, and peace.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You have a caller. Okay.
Yep.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness.
Greetings.
Hello.
How are you?
We're doing well, thank
you. How are
you
doing?
We're doing very,
Hello.
Very well.
This is more of a comment than it is a question.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to give a small testimony that the very last reading you gave was very accurate, who is someone like a sister to me, Anitris. She is a warrior.
Yes, she is.
And she is a natural healer.
Wow.
She's not aware of it yet, but I've been telling her that for a while. And I truly believe that she had a hand in the healing of her father-in-law, who wasn't doing well in the hospital.
Yes.
So it was more of a confirmation that I wanted to say, that just give a testimony and confirmation that everything was so on point with Anitra.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was so kind of you. We really appreciate
you. Very proud of you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, hopefully you would join us next week for Peace Be Still, for the other show. And just tell others about Higher Consciousness as well. We really appreciate your listening and your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's have a good night.
Mm-hmm. You too.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, we have another caller. Yeah, well, you're doing a wonderful job when you tap in and people can feel the energy. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, someone else has called in.
Hi, hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Great, is your name? Your name?
Yes, my name is Helen.
Hi, Helen, how are you?
I'm great. I'm a new listener, and I'm enjoying the show.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
So do you have a question for Amanda?
I do. So, Amanda, should I should ask you a question rather than just let you say something, correct?
You can do whatever you want. If you want, like, a general reading, I can do that. Ask me a more specific question, I can do that as well.
Okay. I think I'm going to ask you around career, what you're getting, I guess, for the rest of the year.
Okay. And your name is Helen, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And as we were saying before, Amanda goes through the cards, so she's shuffling the cards for each person to pick up your energy, your specific energy.
Okay. That sounds great. I'd mm-hmm. like to reach through the phone and help her out there, but it sounds like she knows what she's doing without that.
Miss Helen,
yes.
I picked up a pregnancy card, so don't get scared. You're not pregnant, okay? I just really feel like you have birthed the new ideas, and it is very important for you to write down your ideas. Spirit is giving you tons of ideas, and you need to really start writing them down. Career-wise, I really do feel like this is about career. You are such an amazing person, but that giving you ideas, which I already said, but you really need to start writing them down and pinpointing what it is. Are you trying to start your own business?
No, not at the moment. No,
okay.
I'm in a job that I like. I just don't know if they're going to make it long term financially.
No, I really feel like you should be on your own. I really do. I really do.
Okay.
I really feel like you need to be on your own boss. And if you're not meditating, it's a really good time for you to start meditating and ask them to be more clear, because I really feel like you get a bunch of ideas, but you second-guess yourself and you doubt yourself, which is not good. But you're getting the ideas, but you're putting too much judgment on it. So whenever you get an idea, it's good for you to start journaling. You need to carry, like, a notebook with you at all times, because I see some things coming, but you just need to write them down and stop putting so much judgment on it. Have you been thinking about moving?
You know, I just moved, and it's funny you said that. I'm questioning whether I should move back.
No. No. You are exactly where you need to be. Exactly where you need to be. I just feel like you just need to start moving forward. You get in your way a lot. I really feel like you get in your own way, and it is time for you to just, like, cut it out. There's no time for games, but I really feel like you should really go into business by yourself. And everything that you've been asking for, praying for, is really coming true. So don't feel like God hasn't been answering your prayers, because he has.
Okay.
But right now, it's very good for you to start writing down different ideas and just going for which one that you actually, absolutely, really, really want. But it's really time for you to figure out what it is that you want.
Okay. So I am going to go meditate on 6 numbers for Powerball.
And you're going to share them with the rest of us. You're going to share them with the rest of us, Helen. Remember us. We are your number one charity.
And Miss Helen, you need to be honest with yourself, too, and know exactly what it is that you truly desire and go for it. Really do. It's time for you to start admitting your true feelings to yourself and just go for it. Go for it. It is the time to go for it. Go for it. I don't care what anybody says. Go for it.
Okay. I will, I'm going to call back when you're on again. I'm sure you'll be on again, and I'm going to give you an update.
Thank
you so much.
Well, Amanda's going to give you her information. You can call her directly. Amanda, why don't you share your information?
Yes. My telephone number is 404-987-2221, and you can also visit my website. My website is the Diva, D-E-V-A, fairyqueen.com. And I also have a Facebook page that you can like, and you can get more updates on that page as well as different events. And that is www.facebook.com/Amandas, A-M-A-N-D-A-S, Diva, D-E-V-A, Fairy Queen. And I also, if you're in the Georgia area, listeners, I want to give myself a plug, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah,
if you're in the Georgia
area. It's on the East Coast. It's in Georgia.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your.
Thank you.
I appreciate the reading. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Amanda, plug time.
Okay.
You were going to talk about something
anybody,
that you're doing?
Yes. I want to speak of an upcoming event that I will be doing. October the 26th from 12 to 4, I will be at Phoenix and Dragon doing fairy card oracle readings, so you can come by and see me. And also, I will be at the Big Psychic Fair November 2nd and 3rd. Doing my fairy reading, so come out and see me, like my Facebook page, get updates on that, and also visit my website, and you can also call me for a reading at 404-987-2221.
And for those listeners who would like to talk with Amanda this evening,
the number is
1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. You have given so much information, Amanda, and please call us, call in now, because Amanda will also be open to talking with you from 9 to 10, but we won't be on the air. So for those of you who want to talk with Amanda, you need to call that number now, so you can be on at 9 o'clock because we won't be on air. If you call after 9, you won't be able to access the board because we stop airing the program at 9 p.m. So call before 9. So I'm just saying this to people. Once the show goes off, if you still want to talk to Amanda and if you're on the line, then you can talk with her. If you're not on the board, if you haven't called in, then the show will end and that will be that. So the show ends promptly at 9. But for those of you who still want to talk and call in a little late, then we will extend the show. And I didn't ask Amanda's permission. Is that okay, Amanda?
That's fine.
from 9 to 10, and it will just be phone by phone only. You will not hear that on a computer. Okay? So call in now if you're interested. You have another caller.
Okay.
Greetings, caller. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Your name?
Greetings. My name is Sherelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, Sherelle.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
So do you have a question for Amanda?
I don't have a question for Amanda. I was just going to get a general reading from her.
Okay.
Have you been listening to the show?
I my son just chimed me in. So
okay.
I've been able to... the last few minutes of the show, but I didn't realize she was on. So now that I know, I will definitely be following up.
Okay, and just stay tuned to Higher Consciousness because next week we have a show entitled Peace Be Still, which is going to show you some practical steps to get to where you want to be. Okay? All right,
absolutely.
So Amanda, I'm sorry, Amanda, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Rell, how are you?
I'm well, sweetie. How are you?
I am good, thank you. I am picking up on a shift in your career, which is a good thing. So, you do hair?
I do.
You do hair? Are you thinking about adding in, like, making your own products? Have you thought about that?
No, not my own products. Mm-mm. Haven't thought about that.
Okay. I really feel like you should be making your own products. But it's gonna be like with a twist. It's gonna be like with herbs and essences and stuff like that, which is awesome. But your career is very, very it's shifting in a very successful direction, but I really feel like you should be making stuff with herbs. I'm feeling like herbal, like hair washes and conditioner. And also when you wash your hair and all that kind of stuff, do you do nails and pedicures and stuff too? I see you doing like a herbal foot bath for medis and stuff like that. Have you thought about doing that?
No, but this is confirmation. It's the second time I've heard it.
Okay, well, you need to get on it, ma'am.
I will after tonight. I definitely will.
And your son is very, very protective over you. He loves you so, so much, and he is. It's like y'all been here before together, but as husband, as wife. But he came
really?
Back as your son. Yeah, but
that makes sense.
Yeah, he's more y'all son, y'all mother and son, but I really feel like he plays the role as husband sometimes, not even
he
knowing.
Does.
That's how yes, and that's how connect. He is your big, big protector. So that is good. And you need to start spending time out in nature. Make time to do that, because when you do that, you really kind of. It's like a energy boost for you. And I really feel like when you go out in nature, you need to be out barefoot and just connecting with every single thing you can. I see you hugging a tree. I don't know if you hug trees. I love hugging trees. But I
yes,
really
I
see
do
you
too.
Hugging a tree.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Tree hugging is
really,
good therapy. Exactly.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
You really need to hug a tree, go out there barefoot, and just escape from the world. It's like being out in nature for you is really an energy boost. And also, I feel like when you're out in nature, you get, like, a ton of ideas, too. So it's good for you to also have, like, a notebook with you, too, when you're outside of nature. Do you meditate outside?
I haven't in a while.
Yeah, you need to start getting back into meditation is big for you. You need to really start getting back into meditation. You really need to start making time. If you can do that once a week, please make time to meditate and dedicate it only doing, like, meditations and Don't have your phone with you, just out there meditating, get lost into it, because I really feel like spirit gives you a ton of information during your meditation. But nature right now for you is really good for you to go outside of nature and connect. And fall of next year, I feel like everything will come together for you in fall. That is like your moneymaker. Fall is like your moneymaker. So next year, fall, go ahead and just go on and give me some money, because you're about to come into a lot of money, but I really feel like some of that money comes into you like your product. So if you can start researching or get into making foot baths and shampoos and conditioner, but yours is like a twist. And since yours being a twist, it will draw so many people to you, because I feel like you're very, very gifted when it comes to herbs. Are you an herbalist?
I'm not an herbalist, but I am a big believer in the power of herbs.
Yes,
and I've been using herbs for myself for many years now.
Yes, and it's time for you to do that with other people.
Okay.
So I just feel like you know exactly what herbs other people would need without, like, really asking them anything. I feel like you just know. So it's a good time. One, you need to just clear your mind, and meditation is good for you. So it's time for you, like, to clear your mind and meditate and write down everything you get from your meditation. But look, I just see you working with a lot of herbs.
Okay.
A lot of herbs.
All right.
Yes. So
I definitely will follow through with that. Like I said, this is the second time I've heard it, so it's confirmation.
Mm-hmm. And I just feel like a blessing. You getting a ton of different ideas, business ventures and stuff like that, and it's just good for you to start writing down, because people need you, believe it or not. If you don't believe it, people actually really need you. You can help so many people. You are so blessed. You can help so many people, so just get to it. Get to it, please.
If I can just get you to kind of just expound a little bit. You said something about the relationship in a previous life with me and my son.
Yeah.
You said that what you were picking up is that it was more of a husband and wife relationship?
Yes. I really feel like y'all was like husband and wife. And he came back as your son, and he still kind of plays that role as husband. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very, he makes sure you don't have to worry about anything. He protects you. I feel like he tried to take all your worries away from you and make sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really feel like when it comes to you and your son, you really don't have to want for anything, if that makes any sense. Like, you are very, he takes care of you very well.
That makes a whole lot of sense.
Yes.
A whole lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that I can do to shift that so that he can be a little more consumed with, you know, his own life and what he needs to be doing so that I'm not so much of a worry for him?
When you was talking, I felt like you should cut the cord from that past life. Doing a meditation, cut the cord and just ask for Archangel Camuel to come in and just put light on and heal that situation. Because y'all was, yeah, he is very, like, and you need to stop worrying about him too. He's good. He's right where he needs to be. He is fine.
Well, thank
he's
you
good.
So much.
You're
I
welcome.
Appreciate that. I appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Light and progress to your spirit. Thank you for sharing your gifts and doing what you're doing. And I will be supporting and spreading the word and making sure that everybody is made aware of your gifts and what you're doing to assist.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
We thank you. And please stay tuned to our shows for the future, Higher Consciousness.
Absolutely. Now that I'm aware, I will.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any other questions?
No. I'm good. I didn't have any questions. I just wanted whatever Spirit had for me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Spirit wants you to start writing out your ideas like you get a ton of them.
I do. I get so many ideas that it has my head spinning sometimes.
Yes. It's good. You have to start writing down because they're going to keep giving it to you, but you need to really start writing them down and, like, pinpointing which one you want to go for and then go to the other ones later. But you if you're not already, I feel like you are already successful, but you haven't seen nothing yet. Really.
Well, honey, I receive it. And you'll hear about it.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you
Thank
so much
you.
For the call. Okay. Have
Absolutely.
A good evening.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay. Callers, we have 13 minutes left. If you would like to talk to Amanda, dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And if we have callers calling in and wanted to talk to Amanda, we will extend the show beyond 9 o'clock. It will stop recording at 9, but we can extend the call, the show. Okay, we have another caller.
Okay.
Okay. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Jamila Franklin. Your name, please.
Hi, my name is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. How are
Tyler?
You?
Good. I would like a general reading, please.
Okay.
And Amanda is shuffling the cards now, so to disconnect from the previous energy. All right, so then when she's done, she would then begin the reading.
Okay, I really feel like, Tyler, you need to start standing up for what you believe in and only say yes to what you feel like you need to say yes to. So if somebody asks you for something and you really don't want to do it, don't say yes just because you feel like you're going to hurt that person's feelings. You actually need to say no. So a good time for you right now is to really start standing up for what you believe in and only say yes when you absolutely want to. Just don't say yes to please other people. Say yes when you feel like you want to say yes. And right now, Spirit really speaks of you taking care of your health right now. Do you eat, like, a lot of red meat?
Not a lot, but sometimes, yes.
Okay, it's time for you to kind of, like, well, I'm not going to tell you to stop eating meat, but it is really time for you to kind of, like, not eat so much red meat and incorporate as much vegetables and fruit as you can. I really feel like you need to add more greens in your vegetables. I'm feeling like I'm backed up a little bit, so greens are very, very important for you right now. You really need to start eating more green vegetables to get that up, to get some fiber in your diet. And I feel like you're going on a vacation. I'm feeling like next year, which is very, very good for you because a lot of things you've been having been asking for, looking for questions for, not looking for questions, but looking for answers for, you would really get during your vacation. It's more for you to just go and just be free. But then again, once you're out there being free, you don't have so much worry in your mind, and that's when you would get a lot of confirmation and answers to a lot of your questions. And again, fall, I feel like next year, fall, a lot of things will start picking up for you. I'm feeling like a new job around fall time of next year. So if you're thinking about like a new job or going back to school, I really feel like you should be in school. But if you feel if you feel like getting a new job or anything like that, I think fall is a really good time for you. But I really feel like you should be in school.
I am.
How old are you? You are in school?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We can barely hear you. We can barely hear you, Tyler. You have to speak up, okay?
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
Okay. You're 11?
Yeah.
Mm.
That's all I'm really getting right now. I'm not getting too much. But you really need to start, like, change your diet. I don't know, I just feel real sluggish, like you don't have enough energy, but diet change is very, very good for you. And just stand up for what you believe in.
So don't let the other kids bully you, basically, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right, Tyler, thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we have another caller. Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. This is Professor Franklin. Your name, please?
David.
David, okay. Do you have a question for Amanda?
Just wanted to, I guess, get some confirmation, see what Spirit had for me.
Okay. Just give me just a second.
Okay.
And you may have hear some music playing, David, because I'm going to have to end the show at 9, but we will still have you on the call, okay?
Oh, that's no problem.
We have to close it at 9. So other callers, if you want to ask Amanda questions, please call in now, 1-818-572-8023, and press 1, because it seems like we're going to go beyond the 9 o'clock hour. The number again is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And Amanda, for those people who will leave, give them your contact information again, please.
Okay. My telephone number where you can reach me is 404-987-2221. And you can also visit my website at www.thedivaqueen.com, and also my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/ Amanda's AmandaS Diva DEVA Fairy Queen. David.
Yes.
Are you dating right now?
Am I dating?
Yes.
No, I'm married.
You married?
Yes.
Okay. Have y'all been going like through, I feel like y'all went through like a little tiny rough patch, nothing too serious, but I feel like everything is moving in a better direction and changing for the better romantically. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, we actually, my wife and I have gone through a transition. From, you know, just a very, very rocky transition and, you know, certain decisions that I've made. But I've actually relocated states just to regroup financially and, you know, just kind of regain focus. And, you know, I felt that it was the best thing for my entire immediate family as well. Yeah.
Yes. The love is, if it's not now, it is very, very stronger than what it was when y'all first met. Which is awesome because you don't see that every day. I really feel like you need to trust yourself and follow through any business ideas that you have. I really see like you owning your own business.
Mm-hmm.
Do you own your own business or thought about owning your own business?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there's a lot of stuff I do, but the two main things that I've really been I guess kind of putting my passions toward is music and cooking. And so I've always believed that at the end of the day, if there's anybody that's going to need anything in life, is they're going to need to eat and they're going to need to be entertained.
Yeah. I really feel like you can definitely intertwine those two. So if you haven't thought about it before, it's like you really need to think about it and just go for it. I really feel like that would be very successful for you and the best business venture that you can actually do. So you just need to trust yourself and just go for it, basically. That's what I'm getting. Just go for it.
Okay.
It is really time for you to start closing the doors on unhealthy relationships, so new relationships and new doors can be open. I really feel like this might have to do more with family, and that could be like the hardest thing you can do is close the door on family. But hey, sometimes that's what you have to do so you can grow spiritually and physically. But the spirit just really speak of you like closing those doors to the unhealthy relationship and situations that you have so you can just basically just grow and move on and move forward.
Right.
And it's also, you really need to start thinking more positive. I really feel like it has to, you have like a negative, you think negative about yourself. I feel like you self-doubt yourself a lot too. It's really time for you to just uplift your thoughts and think more positive so you can attract more things into your life. I really feel like you get into your way with a lot of things. You just have like this very negative image about yourself. I really feel like it has to do with childhood. Maybe somebody told you wasn't good enough or something like that, but that's not true. You have to realize that's not true. But you really need to uplift yourself, love yourself. I really feel like you need to worship yourself and just think more positive, but worshiping yourself and telling yourself that you're good and you deserve it, that will be awesome for you because you do deserve everything that you get and you desire.
Amanda, one quick thought. Let me just do this. I'm sorry. Okay, I only have 90 seconds. So for those of you who want a reading, the people on the board, you can have a reading if you desire. For those of you who want a reading and have not called in, please call in now, 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Okay, Amanda, please give us your telephone number very quickly before, and stay on the line, everyone. Call in now before I end the show. Okay, give them your contact number.
My number is 404-987-2221. And you can reach me at www.thedivaberryqueen.com and also at Facebook at www.facebook.com/AmandasDivaFairyQueen.
Okay, thank you. So David, stay on the line. Everybody, stay on the line.
Okay.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Okay, you can continue.
Okay. David?
Yeah.
You really need to stop shortening yourself. I really feel like you need to aim high and reach high for your goals and your desires because it will come to pass. Like, I really feel like you should have your own business, and it's great that you cook and you do music at the same time. That is awesome. So just go for it. Just go for it. Have faith that everything will work out in your favor. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
Do you have any more questions, David?
No, I think that's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Is this your first time listening to the show?
Yes.
Okay.
You're awesome, man. I actually heard a little bit, which actually prompted me to call in. You know, I just heard a little bit by what was going on with some of the other callers and stuff. I just wanted to show my support and love as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling and join us next week, too. Okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening. Okay. We have another call. Greetings,
yes,
caller. This is Professor Jamila Franklin. Your name?
May.
I'm sorry?
I'm May.
May?
May, okay. You have a question?
Just concerned about my financial situation and then also just kind of like a little clarity on the person that was no longer with, that broke up with me a while back. So those two things, finance and that issue, just kind of like if you can talk about that a little bit.
Okay.
Is this your first time, May,
really
listening to the show?
To call back to my job.
I'm sorry.
Are you unemployed right now?
I guess not. I'm off from work, and they haven't called me back yet.
Have you been looking for something else?
I have, but I would really like to be called back for that particular job.
I really feel like your work is done with that job, and it's really time for you to let go and open your heart to receive better opportunities. I really feel like you did what you had to do with that job, and it's really time for you to move on and stop holding on so much with that job. I really feel like you should be looking for another job, really. You did everything you could with that job, and it's really time for you to let go and move on. And that, your ex, let him go. I really don't feel like that was a healthy relationship. Let it go. You need to let it go. That's all I keep getting, let it go. You actually need to really start cutting cords with him. If you can meditate and see him standing in front of you and ask your angel to connect the cords that is affecting you, like I really feel like it's your root chakra in your heart, and just cut those cords and ask for Archangel Raphael to come in and heal you, and then on top of that, ask Archangel Chamuel to come in and shed light on the situation. But I really feel like you need to let that go and start worrying about that job and him.
Thank you.
Feel like you are in a new shift right now, and God is moving you to better opportunities, but you're so concerned about things that you really don't need to be worried about, like your job and your ex. It's time for you to let that stuff go and just move on.
Yeah, okay. I'm not worried about it. I was just kind of like wondering. I pretty much have let it go, but I was just kind of like wondering, you know. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
None. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. We have some other callers still on the line. If you have any questions.
Oh, wow.
We have callers on the board. Yeah, if you have any questions, just press 1 so Amanda can talk with you. We're no longer recording, so you're not on the air. And she can answer your questions and give you more information about any concerns that may be in your mind and pressing on your heart. Okay, Amanda, I'm not sure because I see one person who hasn't pressed one. Other people have talked with you, but if people who've already talked to Amanda, well, if they disconnect, get back on because the system has stopped. But how I really liked what you were saying about the fairies in terms of. Because I have a friend who is so delightful, and she has a lot of youthful energy. And hopefully she will, you know, probably talk to you at some point. But she has really youthful energy. And now that I'm thinking about it, maybe she has a lot of fairy energy because she wears beautiful colors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
I actually, as you're talking, I see them around her.
Oh, you see them around her? Okay.
Yeah.
So... she has a lot of youthful energy. She wears bright colors, and she's an uplifting spirit, and money comes to her effortlessly. She doesn't have to be concerned about money at all. Excuse me, she's a money energy. And she's thinking about, she's making some life decisions now in certain areas of her life, you know, and they all look good. And I know one particular area is, you know, she's thinking about relationships and that kind of thing. So I was just wondering about that for her, how that would turn out, because I know that she will have the relationship of her dreams. But what are you getting about that for her?
I really feel like she needs to work on her heart. I feel like she do want to date, but the energy that she puts out is like, I don't want to be bothered. So she has to open her heart to receive love and also open her heart to give out love as well. I feel like she's been hurt a lot. And people can say over and over and over again, I'm over it. I'm over that person. You know, I don't worry about the person. But on a soul level, you do. So it's really good for her to work on healing her heart. But she's not putting out the energy that she's open to receive love. She needs to put that out. Because I do feel like she will meet somebody, but she has to put that energy out that she's open and looking for love. But really, I really feel like she needs to do some healing, some really, really good healing on her heart. And I feel like she should be writing a forgiveness letters. That would be good for her, too.
A forgiveness letter to herself or to a forgiveness letter to whom?
To herself and others. Others. To herself and others. Yes.
I agree with everything you're saying. I agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
and rose quartz crystal is good for her, too. And I feel like she needs to either, I really feel like she needs to wear the rose crystal, and she also needs to get, like, flower essence, too. She's been scarred. That's her issue. She's been scarred. And she buried it, thinking it's not going to come back up. But you can't hide nothing from spirit. So it's a good time for her to really, really, really heal herself, really. Mm-hmm. Because all she's doing is, like, putting a block up between the man that she really deserves in her life, instead of getting these jerks that she really don't need, because they only a reflection of herself. She can be all bubbly and stuff like that, because I really feel like she's a very nice, loving lady. But in her heart, she got a lot of pain and resentment, and she has a lot of healing to do. And working on her heart will really help her a lot. And know that she's worthy of love. Mm-hmm. Know that she's worthy of love. That's her thing, and self-love is a big thing for her, too. That's why the rose quartz crystal is very important, because rose quartz crystal also help you on that level so you can love yourself and know your self-worth, and also open your heart up to love others and receive love. Sometimes people feel like they don't deserve it, and you do deserve it. Everybody deserves love, everybody, but she really needs to open up her heart and receive love and give it and work on her heart chakra. I feel like once she opens up her heart chakra and heal the pain and do the forgiveness letter, I think everything will start looking up for her. And I really feel like she should start worshiping herself, make an altar of herself, her own personal altar. Put a picture up there, candles, flowers. I just worship herself. Say, I am beautiful. I am worthy. I am worthy of respect. Like, just worship yourself for at least 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And you will really see a big difference. Because I feel like she feels like she's not worthy, and she is. She's very sweet. She's a very sweet, nice person, but it's time for her. I feel like she helps a lot of people, too. She's very involved. And it's good that she do that, but she neglects herself. She needs to take care of herself, too. It's good to help people, but you got to take care of yourself, too. So I really feel like she needs to start taking care of herself.
She does everything for herself in terms of, you know, good food and dinners and all that, and trips and things.
Yeah.
But I think what you're saying now, because she gives to her family and to others, and I've had this talk with her, too. So I would definitely share this with her because she's such a kind person, and, you know, she's deserving. And I think what you're saying now about the rose quartz crystal, I'm going to share that with her because I think that that means something, and to wear it on her person and to start doing her inner work in terms of forgiveness and saying that she's worthy, and just being open up to love and not settling for things that are not her best and her highest. Not settling. If people are not, you know, really where she is, then she needs to just walk on by. Because I think sometimes women in particular will tend to see potential in people, and they fall in love with the potential. And I'm telling women, if the person is not there, because sometimes in same-sex relationships or heterosexual relationships, whatever the relationship is, if that person is not where you are or where you want that person to be, keep moving. Because potential, you know, the person may or may not get there. And then, you know, because there are people already where you want them to be. So, and just hold on to that and know that, because God will give you what you expect. If you expect for somebody to have to work on somebody, then you will keep getting that energy. Or if you expect for that person to already be in place, then that person will show up with everything that you want, as opposed to your working on potential. And she's wonderful. She attracts money to her a lot too, and she's looking for a major thing to come through in terms of an investment, money energy. She's been looking at this for a moment. What do you get about that?
She gonna get it. Is she worrying a lot about it? I feel like she is going to get
she
it.
Had been, like she had been, but she's stepping back from the worry as much. But, yeah, it's there are a lot of people who have made an investment with something, and it's a lot of worry about this. And I think it may be delaying.
It is. It is, because I'm slowly seeing these bricks starting to fall down because she's not putting so much, she's not focusing so much on the worrying. So I'm seeing like bricks slowly falling down because that was in her way, that was a block.
Okay, hold on for a second, Amanda, because someone wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Greetings. Welcome to Higher Consciousness. Hi, Sanibel.
Well, love and light, as I was actually coming in. Still
told
me
to pick
up the vibrations.
You were listening, right?
Spirit told me to listen.
This is
Amanda,
Sanibel.
How are you?
Hello. Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Amanda,
I heard every word
you said.
I was talking about
Thank
her.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. And you know what, Amanda?
It was true. Okay.
No, I'm not denying that it was not. And, you know, interesting enough, I have a lot of quartz around my home because the discomfort of the relationship I had actually started in 06. So if I would say somewhere, 06, this is 013, I would say somewhere in the last maybe couple of years, I'm actually looking at a lot of things that have happened in the past with that relationship. And I really thought in my consciousness, which I was feeling in my spirit, because I go inside my heart very deeply, that I had released that, or a majority of it. So if, in fact, that has not been released, I've got to go in a little bit closer.
Deeper.
I heard what you said about writing the letter, okay? Writing the letter, which I will do, because I'm guided as well. I'm very thankful that you've come through. And provided the wonderful information, so I'll write the letter, then ask Spirit and my guides to make sure that I'm very clear, or if it's something that I have missed in regard to the personal relationship, so I can move forward in it. And so that's very important for me, and I give thanks to you and wonderful Mila.
Thank you. And you know what? I really feel like Spirit really warned you about this man, but you wasn't listening. I really feel like Spirit warned you about this man, and you was not listening at all. And I really feel like he was one of your big lessons that you have to learn. What that lesson is, I'm not sure. But he was one of your big lessons.
I think what was clouded for me at the time was a very spiritual awakening for me in a different level. Now, maybe I didn't see that, but I think the lesson, as we were speaking here, is about really loving who you are. So,
yes,
you know, that. Yeah, so that's part of the lesson that I had to gain from that, yes.
Yes. But you're such a nice, I love your energy. Your energy is awesome.
Well, you know what, in my travels and understanding spirituality and progressing forward and ascending higher and higher, it doesn't take me long now to really, okay, let me look at what's really going on. Let me go inside and really ask what is happening in me so I can understand the lessons, so I can get the messages. And really, I'm telling you, it's very important that people like yourself, Jamila, they bring information. Not necessarily do I always have to agree with it, but I'll go inside and the pieces that are supposed to be or the parts of information that are to resonate with me, I'll go inside and I'll get the answer for myself. So it's about going inside. So once again, I'm telling you, it's you have a beautiful energy too. I'm just very thankful. And like I said, as I was getting ready to do something, then I heard this lady named Jamila Franklin. So wait a minute. This person sounds like Sanibel. Let me let them continue on and hear what's going to unfold so I can, if I'm to come in. So I'm very thankful, Amanda and Jamila, once again. Thank you so much for all that you do for, once again, for the community. And of course, all the information is, you know, brought through Spirit and ancestors. And Amanda, I look forward to meeting you at some point.
Yes, me too. Thank you so much. You know, we fairy sisters.
Oh, yes, I love the fairies. Well, hold on. Amanda, that's what it was? Okay, because I got a little confused on something about tonight. Do you see the little fairies around me? Because I see a little blue one on my left shoulder that always is with me.
I just see, like, two. Like, you have a bunch of them, but your main ones, are, you have, like, three boys on your shoulder, on your left shoulder, and on the right shoulder, it's a female, and it's a little child fairy. That's what I saw. Are you connected with nature?
Am I connected what again, say, please?
Are you connected with nature? Do you go outside of nature a lot?
Yes, and the nature that really resonates with me is the water. I love the water nature. The trees behind my house, I always give them thanks and for protection and whatever else they bring forth. So I do talk to them, yes. But the water energy is very, I'm very connected to the water energy. I love it with a passion.
That's good, yeah. Because I'm feeling like you have water and air. And a little bit of earth, but water is your big one. So if you could go online and just Google elementals and see which ones really resonate with you, but I really feel like if water is the primary one, then it's air, and then I feel like you have earth, which are like the gnomes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. I will.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah,
well,
and she
you
was so sad about something else. And so with her, do you see any financial concerns, Amanda?
I'm sorry? You talking to me?
No, I was talking to Amanda about
you. You really shouldn't worry about anything financially. I really feel like a bunch of walls are starting to break down, and as you clear your mind and stop worrying about the worry so much, but I really feel like this deal will come through for you. I'm seeing springtime. I'm feeling like spring, that's when everything will come to pass. But I'm really seeing like the walls, the block that you had up, I really feel them coming down. But springtime, I'm really feeling like that's when everything, like the business, will come to pass. But financially, you really don't have anything to worry about your finances. I really feel like you're taken care of. Your ancestors take care of you a lot. They bring you a lot of people in your life to bring you, like, the finances and stuff like that. I really don't feel like you have really nothing to worry about. Like, some people have to worry about paying the bill or how I'm going to get this or how I'm going to get that, but I really don't feel like you have anything to worry about. Your ancestors really take good care of you a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's very clear. I think what happens is because of me and my childlike energy, I get very anxious a lot, so that's probably what goes on with me quite a bit. So, but I'm able to identify it, but that's what it is. It's like a little childlike energy. I want to hear it. Come on. Yeah, so anyway.
You good.
Yeah, right, babe. Well, I appreciate everyone, and thank you so very, very much, and I say much love and light.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you,
Jamila.
You're welcome. I want to ask, I'm going to shut it down at 9:30 because we have 7 minutes, but I'm going to take this time for me to ask some questions. So you said that the fairies are connected to the earth energy and the angels are connected to the higher energies, and people should, and you said you don't have to give fairies permission. You just say that you want them to come and they come, but with the angels you have to you ask them, and then you say you give them permission to be in your life?
Yes.
How does that work?
Because angels really can't intervene with your life because you have free will. On the other hand, fairies can. So, when you communicate with angels, you have to let them know that it is okay for them to intervene. With fairies, you really don't have to. Like, fairies can bring you money, jobs, anything you ask or desire. Fairies can do the same thing. But they will test you, like I said. They will test you. So just be open to the test, but mostly, like, if you're outside, I really feel like they test a lot of people with the litter on the ground. But it's very easy to ask ferrets for anything, but you can't get greedy. Because ferrets have personality, yes. They're sweet, but you have some mysterious ones as well.
mischievous ones, yeah. So with the fairies, when they help you, is there anything that they expect in return in terms of, you know, like some ancestral offerings or things like that?
I got into it because I used to be good at doing offerings with my fairies. I used to get a flower. Oh, I would get flowers and put, like, honey and dark. They love dark chocolate. They love sweets. But sweet honey and dark chocolate. So I used to set up offerings for that. But if you ask for anything, it is good to also give. So if you ask fairies for any type of help, it's also to also do an offering. They love beer. Like, they just like humans. They love beer. Mm. So if you can, like, pour beer on the ground, if you can, they love honey, like I said, and candy and sweets. So if you ask for fairies for anything, just make sure you set out a plate of honey and put, like, candy on there, dark chocolate. But if you ask, always give, too, because once you ask to receive anything, it's always good to give back as well. So you can do offerings that way, or you can also, like I said, you know, go clean up your community. That's actually a very, very big offer. They would probably like that much more than candy and stuff. And they love candy, but they would like for you to take care of your community more than anything. Mm-hmm. So volunteering is very, very big. But it is okay to ask fairies for anything. But don't get greedy. Believe, have respect, and also give as you receive.
So even if you, say, for instance, if someone doesn't know that the fairies are around and haven't acknowledged them, like I haven't acknowledged them because I didn't really know that much about them, do they still show up and do things for you if you don't know that they're there?
Yes, because they're around either if you believe. You can also ask for signs of confirmation. And once you ask for signs of confirmation, just know you got to get the judgment out your head because, you know, they don't look like Tinkerbell, you know. They don't look like Tinkerbell. All of them are very, very different. Out of all the pictures I have, none of them look the same. So, you know, you can see them. Just one, the big thing about seeing them is you have to believe. But either way, to answer your question, either if you don't believe or you do believe, they are still here helping you and children and animal and the environment, even if you believe or not. But it's very important. I feel like they've been, like, neglected because at one point in time, you know, they did interact with humans. They did interact with humans, you know. They played a, like, we could sit, like, back in the days, if they can just sit here and have conversations with us like nothing. But now it's like everything has, like, kind of dimmed down, nobody believes, and they really, really want people to start believing again. So I really appreciate you for letting me on the show because it's very important for people to start believing again because we are in this new consciousness. We're starting to shift, and I feel like people are starting to get back into believing about fairies and even angels too because you got people that don't even believe in angels. And angels and all this, everything that people never believed in is actually true, like leprechauns and trolls and gnomes and fairies, all that's very true. So I feel like everybody is starting to shift, and it's good that we have platforms like this so we can spread the word, because once we spread the word, people be like, oh, okay, maybe they are real. So then everybody start believing. It's like a domino effect. So
do you think that they're pleased with me for doing this?
Yes, like they are very, 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 very pleased. Very pleased. I feel like they're going to send you like a very beautiful butterfly that you've never seen before. And also you're going to see like a pinkish, purplish flower. I don't know what kind of flower it is, but I just feel like it has pink and purple in it. And that's just going to show them your appreciation. And they're going to send you something else. I'm not going to tell you what it is. But that's just their appreciation. They are very, very pleased and happy. Very happy and pleased. So thank you very much.
No, I am so. This is just so wonderful because I didn't have that information about fairies. I know about angels because they visit me and I recognize them. And I think I told you about this angel that showed up on the bike.
Yes.
I mentioned that to you, yeah. Yes. And I get that a lot. And I was just really happy that Damaris had told me about you and that I met you. And I thought, oh, wow, this wonderful energy. And I wanted to have you be on the show. And things happen when they're supposed to, and you provided an excellent introduction to the world of the fairies and anything, any beings of the light. I'm just always appreciative and thankful, and just so appreciative and thankful. You know, so I'm glad. Yeah. Oh no, thank you. Thank you. I'm just so glad that that you had this opportunity to talk to the people tonight and to give more information about the world of the fairies. Because I hadn't talked to, you know, didn't know about them. And so what about the gnomes and the trolls and all of that? Because all of them are connected to the earth, right?
Yes. They're all earth, and the mermaids and all water. And, like, the fairies, they're all... Fairies are basically air fairies. You got the air fairies. But it's like you really can't explain it. It's even in books, you really can't explain it. It's like a huge umbrella, and everything that you never thought that was real is basically real. Like, it's so many different elements. You got the unicorns. It's like, I can't explain it.
No, you're doing a really good job. You're doing an excellent. You're doing an excellent job. You're doing an excellent job, and two people on the line, which is good for them to hear this too, because people think it's mythical, like the movie Lord of the Rings. Remember, they had a whole section on fairies, and I so related to Orlando Bloom and his character. I was like, wow. I mean, I was just really into his character. I just really connected with that, and I said. And I didn't know why, but that brought that around in the movie Avatar. I so connected with that. And
me too.
I really connected with that. So I'm just happy. And spirit leads me to do things in different ways for the community. And I just wanted to make sure that, you know, I am honoring all the elementals and I was asking fairies for assistance because I've had some things that I wanted to have happen.
Do that. They can also help you with your oils and stuff too. Like, I probably need to order another bottle of oil. I've been using my oil like crazy. I love it. I've been telling everybody about it. These BC,
wonderful.
I love it.
Wonderful.
Love it.
Yeah.
They can also help you with that too.
Yeah. Oh wow. So thank you.
You're welcome. Because you're not finished yet with these oils. You have a lot more.
No, I know. I'm just, you know, and I talked to a friend today who, oh my gosh, she was so good. She's really religious, but I was having a moment because something I thought was going to happen did not happen, and she said that wasn't meant for you. She says now because it didn't happen, the doorway now is open for bigger and better things. To come through, because I've been going to different things, thinking certain kinds of opportunities were going to happen, and they would just disappear right in my face, and I'm like, okay, I trying to get a sense of what was going on with that, and I was like, she said, you're not doing anything wrong, it's just that, just like what you had told me, it's going to be so overwhelming for you when you get it. She said, Jamila, it's right there, just don't give any.
Have you thought about making a Norton oil?
A what?
A Norton oil, like making oils and getting it blessed by like a preacher or a priest.
Yeah, well, what I do is I do that myself because I'm a minister. I'm a minister.
Well,
and I do that with PC still. And I do that now. And
And so it's really taken off. It's just like, I guess it's, you know, I'm going through an initiation, I guess, like what Liz had talked about in terms of her patients, too. It's like I want it now and whatever, because it's been like, it feels like a period of initiation for me. And mm-hmm. it's something now I'm looking I see the energy changing. I just got to hold on and hold on and hold on, because in the third dimensional world, things look a little interesting. And it's like I'm taking everything I have to push forward, because everything on the third dimensional world is going against what I had believed would happen. Mm-hmm. It's just it's working. Yeah. It's going in the opposite direction. And mm-hmm. someone had told me before, whenever she saw me with this big beam of light, she said when she saw me, she saw nothing but light, just like my. Mhm.
But what the? I know you have peace be still, but what I'm getting is these. It's still in the same line, but they're all blessed, and they have different labels and different cute little tops. Like little, I feel like you're going to get like those real holy oils. Not oils, but herbs, and like kind of make them into oils. Like they're very, 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 very spiritual oils. But I don't see them in the same bottle as you have Peace Be Still. I see them in a more smaller bottle. And they're blessed. That's what I see.
Okay. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. PC still is good, but I really see you making, like, anointed oils.
Okay, well, I'm open. I will see, because my, I've been told to open up the line and to start making more, and I do. I have five products, but by the end of November, I'm going to have my own, a new set of oils for women, just everything for the body. Mm-hmm. And then, like my sprays, my prosperity spray, that's a separate thing. Like I wouldn't go online with those things, because I don't want people start getting kind of funny when you start doing that kind of stuff. Well, you know, the religious folks are getting kind of crazy. So I keep that separate from my aromatherapy, because I just want to keep those two things separate. And people can get them, like my prosperity spray and my sage spray. I may never put that online, but people would know about that by word of mouth. But, yes, I'm just thankful that the fairies can help, because I'm just like, okay, I just, you know, I've just got to stay in believing and not, I guess what Liz kind of alluded to, too. People want things mm-hmm. to happen sooner rather than later. And for me, it seems like I'm feeling like it's long overdue and wanting it to be here now, you know, everything be here now. But you told me about the roller coaster, and I was going up and down, and the things that are about to happen is just so big and wonderful. Yeah.
You need to have patience.
I need to have patience. I've had some patience now. My gosh, I've had patience, but okay. I keep getting that. And I'm like, I've been patient. Mm-hmm.
Not if you keep wanting it now. You want it now. You have to have patience, because I'm telling you, the outcome is very successful. Ugh, the outcome is amazing. So just hang in there. Hang in mm-hmm. there. Oh, you really should be selling anointed oils. Like, you can sell those everywhere, give them to churches, everything. I just really feel like you should make an anointed oil. I really
okay.
do.
I'll
really
think do. About that. Okay.
Because
I'm not feeling
do,
that
I'll
part. I'm not feeling that part.
You know.
Okay. I'm not feeling that part, because I don't get into religion like that. I'm not feeling that part. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll see.
Oh, just bless the oils. Or some, you're using, like, very high spiritual oils and herbs, but just like bless them. The same thing you do with the PC.
That's what I do. That's the reason why it sells mm-hmm. like it does. I bless and I say the 91st Psalm and 23rd Psalm. And someone told me to do that recently and started selling. I just have to step back and let go, because God has told me just what someone told me today, you know, just know that it's already here, not even think about it. Just let it go and know that it's a done deal. And step back and let, you know. Yeah, just step back and.
Right? Because it's all there. It is all there. It is all there. But you just kind of get in the way. When you just you get in the way. So you just need to relax and just let things be and just fall into place like they're supposed to. Because you can add, I mean, it's like above your head. And then you tell me that it was like above my head and all you have to do is grab and that's all you have to do.
So see, we can see for others better than we can see for ourselves. I'm sorry.
Yep, exactly. Yep, you're right. I'm giving you an amen.
We can see for others, you know, better than we can see for ourselves. Because if we knew all the answers, we wouldn't be here on this earth journey. So that's the thing, is just to know that it's there and to trust it and move in that energy. And but the other thing I was going to tell you, too, is the yin and the yang. And I know this in my mind. I know this. It's just now just practicing and moving in it. Whenever you have a lot of positive, strong energy, like you do, like I do, like Liz and other folk I know, then the opposite energy has to come to balance it. And the opposite energy doesn't feel good. So when you're in that moment of it coming, it's just to stand still and say, peace be still, and know that it has no power and no control over you. And that's the hardest thing, because it's like a wolf at your door, you know, knocking on your door, banging on your door. You know, all you have to do is ignore the wolf.
And that's hard. And how can you ignore a wolf? That's the tricky one. Ignore it and just let things be. And that is the hardest thing ever. The hardest thing. But it doesn't have to be hard. So that's good that you have these seminars. It's this Wednesday. So Wednesday.
Well, you did very well. I'm looking at the preliminary numbers now, and there were 27 callers on the line, and 5 live people on the computer, and 8 people so far have already tapped into the show and listened already.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's awesome.
You're doing, it's very, very impressive. And so, you know, your numbers would be really great. They would just increase. So your fairies have come to your rescue. They pulled people who had never heard of the show before, but I publicized a lot. Did you send your flyers out to different people? Did you tell people?
Yes, I did. I did. And my friend asked for another one today. I sent her a link, and she just sent it out to everybody, which was awesome. She's like one of my big cheerleaders. So that was good. Because I was so nervous. Like, and I tried to get it out of my mind. I've been wearing Peace Be Still since I bought it.
Wonderful.
It helped me. Yeah, like that. I'm not almost finished. I'm halfway to the bottle. Like, I use it every day, at least about 3 times a day. 3 to 4 times
a
day.
Yeah, well, doesn't it work? Yeah.
Yes, I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm going to have to get me some more. But, you know, I've just been, and before I started the interview, I called in my angels and I called in my fairies to, you know, to keep me calm and take away the nervousness and make sure I say everything right and give people the messages that need to hear the messages. But I'm happy I got it out of my system. Now I know how it feels.
But you did a remarkable job. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You did a remarkable job. So I'm going to end the show now. Do you have any other questions?
No, I don't. I just really want to say thank you. I can't stress that enough. I just really want to say thank you and send so much love and light and gratitude to you for letting me
thank you for putting me on this platform so I can speak about fairies, shed some light on them, and help these people that, you know, that called in for messages. So thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you.
I thank you because this was a very unusual show. There's a strong demand for it. You definitely will come back on and shed more light about fairies, and we'll talk more about the differences between fairies and angels, and because I didn't know that. I thought fairies were mythical and all that, you know. I really didn't know. And you explained it so well that they're connected more to the earth energy, and the angels are more connected to the sky energy, and angels are more evolved and all that. I knew that part, but I didn't know the difference, the hierarchy and how it went. Yeah, that is so wonderful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome, beloved. Thank you. And you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
And we will be in touch. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you. Bye.